The man quit my candle, went away to the police, going to the police.
Uh-huh.
A great big old log house. Had a log was split open. There were logs in it. Bill I was split open, but they were putting ground part turned down and had to pull out of it. Ground part turned down and it took trim, and it had as smooth as a hardwood floor. Inside, but you get up on it, you see the bark on the log.
Yeah.
On the outside, they chewed them off and smoothed them off and over and made a square wall, you know, square, put mud and between them. They ride boards, wide boards, and put, keep the rain from washing the mud out and take peg a board in there. One of the window shutters and the glass windows to it had a, what they call it, well, back in them days they call it a scuttle hole, you know, that slow thing slide back on, you know, slide the window back. It had wooden hinges on the door.
Uh-huh.
And the dining room, the kitchen didn't have no floor in it. It had dirt in it, but white sand in there. And the fireplace about wide in here, that I think it about 8 foot wide.
You mean the bottom of the fireplace?
Yeah, where you put your fire in there, about 8 foot wide. It had a hanger, you know, with hanging pots on,
uh-huh.
One over it. And then they could put that field of fire in, and you could walk into the fireplace without even hooping over. And that thing keep you warm. We rainy days, cold rainy days, probably come so mild, you go and get the neighbor's coat. Log in there, about that big around, roll it in there and get the fire on burn. It lasts a week in that place.
Did you ever build a fireplace or anything like that?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I built one, but I'm not going to call myself an expert.
Yeah. Well, the floor of it was the column. Did it have a raised or a...
No. The living part had a little level off. But we had to take a guard and put it around it, you know, keep fire popping out on the floor.
Around the hearth?
Yeah, around the hearth of it. Uh-huh. And the kitchen, it's like about that high. Man, about a foot and a half, 2 foot from the bottom of it. But the kitchen didn't have a floor in it. And then, but white sand, you know. Back in them days, they didn't have floors, you know, like right now, you know. If they were going to scour it or mopping it, they dip the old dirt out and can bring some new fresh dirt in, you know. And they use it for, some of them use it for a smokehouse too, to smoke the meat in there.
Hmm.
It had a fireplace about 8 or 9 foot wide.
Good
job. But when you get a fire built in that thing, you didn't have to worry about no heat. He had all he wanted. How do I know about the equipment county? And we lived in a big old house up at in Stewart County for a while. Incorporated. They had 16 rooms to it.
Tell me about the rooms that were in that house.
It was 8 rooms downstairs and 8 upstairs. That besides the bathroom, when they built the house, there wasn't no such thing as a bathroom then. And after the bathroom, they got the bathroom, they built another little house off, room off from it, you know, on the detached church, you know, and put the bathroom in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was built, it was storm sheeted. I think these people don't know what storm sheeting means now.
What is that?
At the board, you know, like you build a house, you know, straight up and you put your standing thing straight up. They put the board, you know, it's like a
lean.
Yeah, lean them like that.
Uh-huh.